Now, the old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, apparently does not apply to racehorses. I spent a bit of time at the Red Lynch Equestrian Park yesterday, and, well, there's a competition underway there today that will be including a feature class specially designed for off-the-track thoroughbreds. I met up with event organiser Rebecca Henry and club president Rob Button, who told me it's all part of a push to encourage owners, trainers and riders who are giving these horses a new lease of life well after their racing careers are over.
So these are the two I'm going to ride here.
Right.
So one's purpose-bred warm blood, but the little fella, well, the big fella behind, a four-year-old, he came off the track in October. So he's just been started. He's only four, but we're looking at having a longer future with him, so we're taking him steady, and we really like his trainability.
So this time last year, this is a horse that was being trained for speed, competitiveness, and going around in one circle with a very fixed purpose. How's he adjusting to life on the equestrian circuit?
Well, when we first got into the station, he saw the big open arena, and he was a bit interested of how much space he had and what actually he was meant to be doing. No malice in him at all. He picked up a beautiful natural canter straight up.
So this is really interesting, because I think people that don't have an intimate knowledge of horses, maybe particularly people that don't have an intimate knowledge of horses, have the perception that, you know, that thoroughbreds are a one-trick pony. They're bred for the race course, and after their life on the race track, there's really no use for them, and that's one of the big impediments in finding them another home.
Yeah, well, I strongly disagree with that. I built my career on thoroughbreds. When I was younger, I rode the horses straight off the track. I took three horses off the track to Grand Prix level in Australia. One was a locally bred horse up here called Farmer Jacob, who raced as Farmer's Friend. So he's bred in North Queensland, raced in North Queensland, and I took him to elite level in Queensland. He jumped all over Australia. He's a little legend. We only lost him last year, actually. Yeah, so I love him.
How have you found them in making that transition from the racetrack to a range of skills that require so much more, and a temperament, I'd imagine, that also is quite different?
I'm off a cattle station as well, so I often talk about the thoroughbreds being similar to the Brahma. You've just got to give them time to think, and because they are fast thinkers, that helps you, that they want to work for you. You get yourself in a bit of trouble and they'll jump you out of trouble. You train one thing one day, they've already known it for the next day. You don't have to keep retraining. I think the perception that thoroughbreds don't have a life after racing is completely wrong. They are suited to many sports, not just jumping.
Rob Button, you've been standing quietly in the sidelines there, letting Rebecca do all the hard yards here for the media. You are the president of the Red Lynch Equestrian Club. This is a big weekend, and it is, to some extent, not all about the racehorses, but there is a growing interest in what these horses can do, and a growing division that includes them and encourages them.
No, definitely, Charlie, like this weekend. We've tried to encourage or create a weekend similar to what we could have down south, a competition where our local guys could come and compete at a standard which is equivalent to what we can get in the southeast corner, because obviously it's hard to get travel with horses all around the state. So, yeah, that's part and parcel, and we've incorporated the thoroughbred classes. Spoke to Racing Queensland and they were really keen to get on board. All ages, we've got 4-year-olds to 20-year-olds, so it's a span, you know, the span of their whole careers. So yeah, it's good to see them out and about and still competitive, so yeah, should be good.
You've been standing there nodding enthusiastically to some of Rebecca's comments, and you obviously put your money where your mouth is. You are an owner and a trainer of off-the-track thoroughbreds. So how have you found the experience? How long have you been involved?
Charlie, I was involved from an early age. My daughter actually rode one of the horses that's competing here this weekend, and she's ridden him at Masters classes in the Cairns Show and Atherton Show. Probably that's 2 years ago because of COVID last year. We didn't have it, but she started on him as a 12-year-old, and she got to compete at a major level. So, yeah, and he taught her everything. And see, the one we've got standing over here is just straight off the track, 4-year-old, doesn't know anything. But, yeah, so he's just starting his journey. So we've got one probably about to finish and one about to start. So we've always had them. We like them because they're athletic, obviously. Yeah, and they're great horses. So
they keep you on your toes, Rob?
Certainly do, Charlie. So they're a bit better than me sometimes. So keep us young, so to speak.
Well, What about that interest? You've obviously been forging a path here, but do you look around and see more and more people wanting to take up the challenge of rehoming racehorses and making a go of it in the equestrian side of the fence?
Yeah, definitely. Years ago, most of the horses that were around the jump arena were off the track thoroughbreds, where obviously with breeding and international competition, etc., that focus has sort of gone away from that a bit. So we're trying to encourage it to come back towards that. So yeah, the thoroughbred's always been there in the show ring, and I think they always will be, but we just got to encourage people to get back and get involved with them again. That's also, yeah.
It's almost back to the future.
Well, it is, yeah. We've had Australian riders ride thoroughbred horses in show jumping at the Olympics, in eventing at the Olympics, and in dressage at the Olympics, so the horses are proven. So it's just like, I suppose it's like designer clothes. When a new pair of shoes come out, everyone wants that pair of shoes, but then they don't go back to their old favourites.
You've alluded to the fact that Racing Queensland is a sponsor of this event. This is clearly a direction that they see a role for them to play. Are they doing enough? Because we all have seen and heard and wondered whether the racing industry would be able to overcome some of the challenges that it's had in terms of its attitude towards horses after careers on the racetrack end.
Obviously, things come to the forefront when things go bad, and like the racing industry has always been dedicated towards rehoming and animal welfare. I've been involved. I grew up in the racing industry. My grandfather was a racehorse trainer. My father trained racehorses. We all had horses. We all saw them go on and have other careers afterwards. I think it's been something there, but that's happened forever, really. But obviously, with the welfare issues that were in the media, etc., in the last couple of years, it's come more to the forefront, and we're just finding out actually what people do, because I can tell you anyone that's involved in the racing industry is certainly has the first and foremost is their horse's welfare. So, and they all love them. They're there with them at 4 o'clock in the morning and they're still with them there at 8 o'clock at night. So, yeah, they definitely want to see the best possible outcome for all of their horses. So, yeah.
Righto. Well, Rob Button, I can see you've got some horses to look after here and some competitors as they drive in the gates here at Redlinch. Good luck on the weekend, and thanks very much for sharing some insights with our listeners on ABC Far North Saturday Brekkie.
Well, good. Thank you very much.
It's lovely to be around people that clearly are passionate and love what they do. Now, Rebecca Henry, I've got to ask you, why did you gravitate towards the equestrian arena?
With the show jumping, I went and jumped a fence, the local jump club, when I was 12. Once I did that first jump club, I remember being at Melanda. It was North Queensland Show Jumping Club. Never looked back, and that's been my sport.
Why did it capture you so strongly?
I don't know. I had a great little horse back then called Wakey, little bay mare. She was a stock horse. So, yeah, those cow horses always look after you. She was super competitive. I guess I had a great intro with that little mare. Yeah, I just, the whole aspect of the sport caught me, yeah.
It's still got you.
It's still got me, yeah. I don't think it'll ever leave, yeah. I've tried to go and do other sports, but I've always gravitated back towards show jumping 100%.
We've been hearing about the growing interest, or maybe it's always been there, but the renewed focus on off-the-track thoroughbreds carving their own path in the equestrian world. Do you always see that there will be a need for a separate category?
Australia on the world stage is actually picking up its game. In the last 10 years, we're doing incredibly well overseas. Our Australian riders go overseas and are instantly competitive, which is wonderful. And that tends to be on the warm bloods, performance bred warm bloods these days. In saying that though, the thoroughbreds still do make top level, but there's a smaller percentage. I think by having the specialised thoroughbred classes, it just allows them to shine in their own grade. So with the performance bred warm bloods, they tend to be started purpose bred towards the show jumping arena. So with the thoroughbreds, it allows them to step across, because they'll come out of racing at any age. So it allows them to come across and they can all compete at the same time and show you their ability within their own ranks. Yeah.
Because otherwise, to the layman watching from this side of the fence, would you be able to pick the difference? Can you?
I can, but I've got a very experienced eye. But I think general public, general horse person, possibly not. Very athletic thoroughbred looks very similar to a very athletic warm blood. Yeah. It's in show jumping, it's all about length of stride, how they travel across the ground in a canter. That's the main attributes. And then you'll find they can jump a fence with that quality of canter and length of stride.
jumped the fence, literally and metaphorically.
Yes, we hope so. Yeah.
What about the genetic differences? Are there specific traits that a thoroughbred horse would have over what you're describing as a warm-blooded horse?
Yeah, there is differences when you ride them. What I like about a thoroughbred is its willingness to go and just do its job. Warm blood, we can say, has a bit of a spooky eye, has a warm blood eye. So we need a bit more stickability in the saddle with the warm bloods, in general terms speaking. So, they can be different, yeah.
So, Rebecca Henry, if the roles were reversed, could you ever see a warm blooded equestrian horse be trained for the racetrack?
Oh, no, they're too elevated. They go nowhere in the canter. No, they spend too much time looking pretty across the ground, I think, yeah. In layman's terms, again, yeah.
Where do you hope this specialised category of competition will take the industry, and what do you hope to achieve?
Well, I think the thoroughbreds are very important for our industry. Even just for intro level, being able to get a good quality thoroughbred, they're a lot cheaper than a warm blood. It's phenomenal what people pay for warm bloods these days. And like thoroughbreds will jump easily up to 1.20 meters, like easily, yeah. So when we're talking high performance, that's 1.40 meters plus. So when it comes to 1.20 meters down, yeah, that the thoroughbreds every day of the week can be out here competing at top level in far north Queensland. So definitely up here we would really like to see the focus come back on the thoroughbreds.
So if you were talking directly to horse people right now, you'd be saying, get down to the Red Lynch Equestrian Centre and check out what they can do, and you might get yourself a bargain.
Definitely, come have a look. They're beautiful horses. A lot of them are very quiet, very trainable. Definitely. Yeah, come have a look, please.
Rebecca Henry, she's forged her own show jumping career on the back of off-the-track racehorses, and she's now the organiser of an event she's hoping will help to showcase their attributes. You can get along to the Red Lynch Equestrian Park today, and tomorrow you'll be able to see for yourself what special animals they really are. Oh, and the riders aren't half bad either. I was delighted to meet a few of them yesterday, and look, that facility out there at Red Lynch is really, truly world class.